What's up, Miami Dolphins fans? What a time. The Miami Dolphins have acquired Tyreek Hill, the wide receiver formerly of the Kansas City Chiefs, arguably the best wide receiver in all of football. He's been Patrick Mahomes' number one weapon throughout his whole career in Kansas City. Of course, Travis Kelce is there as well, not taking away any credit. Travis Kelce is obviously the best tight end in the league. But yes, Dolphins fans, we got Tyreek Hill. Like I said, arguably the best wide receiver in all of football. I couldn't be more excited to have Tyreek as a Miami Dolphin. This was a very unexpected move, and I'm really glad talking to some people that there wasn't rumors, and it wasn't like a month-long thing or even a week-long thing where there was already like, oh, okay, look, they're going to trade Hill. We might get him. Who knows? This is literally like out of nowhere. It's like, oh, the Dolphins and Jets are – trying to trade for Tyreek Hill. And then a couple minutes later, boom, the Dolphins trade for Tyreek Hill. We give up five draft picks, like the first round pick this year, like a second, a fourth, and I think a couple of like six round picks. I mean, tremendous job just by getting Tyreek Hill. Like, shout out to Chris Greer, because just solely based off of getting that caliber of player, all the credit in the world to Chris Greer. And then when you look at what we gave up, even more credit goes to Chris Greer. Because then you look at it, in next year's draft 2023, we still have both of our picks, like our own pick and the one we got last year from the San Francisco 49ers. So, yeah, I mean, Tyreek Hill's a Dolphin. It's incredible. When I got the news, I was literally blown away. Like, yesterday, the whole day, I was just like, but is this real life? You know what I mean? Like, this is out of a movie. I've never seen this from the Dolphins in my entire life. Like, trading for a player of this caliber and literally showing our fans, showing the rest of the NFL, like, we're in this to win it. We believe we have a winning roster, and we believe Tyreek Hill could be one of the pieces that leads us to where we want to go. And to add on to that, the night before, we also signed Teron Armstead, who's been the left tackle of the New Orleans Saints for the past 10 years. And he's arguably the best left tackle in all of football. So you go from adding a top five left tackle, and a couple hours later, you add a top five wide receiver in the NFL. It's like masterful what Chris Greer has done. And obviously, you look at the rest of the offseason, and I mean, it was nice. Like, we got a couple of pieces here and there, and I was like, okay. Like, it was nothing that I was like going crazy about, like, oh my God. You know, like, these guys are really going to help elevate us to another level. But now you get Teron Armstead and Tyreek Hill. Nah, those are the type of guys. When you get those guys, you know those are the guys you need to help you elevate to that next level of becoming a consistent winning team in the NFL. But, yeah, I couldn't be, like, more excited. The press conference is actually today for both Teron Armstead and Tyreek Hill. I thought NFL Network was going to show both of them. They only showed – like the first half of Tyreek's. So I was able to hear Tyreek speak. But yeah, I'm just, man. I couldn't be like happier for Tua, man. When you look at everything he's had to deal with here in his first 2 years, he had a head coach that didn't like him. The organization wasn't putting anything around him. He had the worst running game in all of football. He had arguably like the worst offensive line in all of football. And like I said, look, to begin with, like, the head coach didn't want him here. He didn't like him. He wasn't trying to help him, trying to support him. He would bench him if he would make one mistake. So now when you look at this, we're finally helping Tua. Not only are we putting receivers around him, we've improved the offensive line. And to add on to, like, Teron Armstead. So now you look at the offensive line. Teron Armstead, the left tackle, and right next to him on that left side is Connor Williams, who I talked about in an episode. If you haven't listened to that one, go and check it out. But can you imagine that? Teron Armstead and Connor Williams next to each other on the left side of this Miami Dolphins offensive line and over 600 passing snaps, passing block, whatever, situations this past season with the Cowboys. Connor Williams gave up one sack. And then, like I said, you look at Teron Armstead, arguably the best left tackle in all of football. It's incredible. It's incredible with Chris Greer, Marvin Allen, Reggie McKenzie, everyone part of that front office, what they've been able to do this offseason to improve this team. Yeah, and it's, man, getting Armstead and then a couple hours later getting freaking Tyreek Hill is like, come on, man. It's incredible. I couldn't be more happier. I couldn't be more excited. And just a reminder, we're still a little over a month away from the draft still. So there's still opportunities to add in some even more guys to this team. I know J.C. Treader, who's been the center for the Cleveland Browns the past couple of years, the Browns let him go because they don't have, like, a lot of money. And I know we're one of the teams that are interested in J.C. Treader. I know there's a couple other veteran centers out there that we might have interest in. So that's another, like, position to monitor to see what we do there. But, yeah, I mean, I couldn't be more excited to have Tyreek Hill and Teron Armstead as part of the Miami Dolphins, man. What a feeling. Even yesterday, I'm not even going to lie, a couple times, like, I had tears in my eyes, like, tears of joy. And I'm not, like, exaggerating or anything. Like, I promise. I literally had tears of joy in my eyes. Like, I kept saying, like, is this real life? Like, is this a movie? Like, what Miami Dolphins are these? You know what I'm saying? Like, I've never seen us do this in my entire life. So, yeah, such an exciting time. I mean, I can't wait for the season to start. Can't wait to see these guys on the field. Can't wait to not only help us elevate, like, and not only help us win, but, like, to also elevate the other guys around them. When you think about Tyreek Hill, now freaking, like, he's going to be playing alongside Jaylen Waddle. I mean, can you imagine Jaylen Waddle coming off, like, a historic rookie season? Most receptions in NFL history by a rookie. Now he has Tyreek Hill alongside him. So who are defenses going to focus on? Is Waddle going to have more opportunities now? Arguably the fastest wide receiver duo in NFL history. Then also you think of Mike Gesicki. I mean, because last year you knew it was like, okay, Waddle. And then whenever Flores wasn't benching Mike Gesicki, you know it would be, okay, it's probably Mike Gesicki now that they're going to throw the ball to. And then everyone else, you could just, like, single cover and, like, don't really worry about them if they – beat you on a play, it's all good, but don't let Waddle and Gesicki beat you. But now that you add freaking Tyreek Hill, can you imagine, like, what this is going to do for Jaylen Waddle and Mike Gesicki? And people, no one's talking about this guy. Don't forget about Cedric Wilson, who we added from the Cowboys. I also talked about him on an episode. Go check that out if you haven't done so yet. Cedric Wilson, I believe he's going to have a Pro Bowl caliber year. I'm calling that right now. A 6'3 wide receiver in the slot, with great hands coming off of his best season where he's had the most opportunities in his career. Now he's going to have even more opportunities. Get ready for Cedric Wilson. I'm telling you, Cedric Wilson is going to have a special season in his first year as a Miami Dolphin. But yeah, I am so excited, guys. After you hear me talking, you're going to hear a couple of clips that the Dolphins posted of Tyreek Hill on Twitter and of Teron Armstead on Twitter. But yeah, I mean, I don't really have much else to say. I'm just super excited, super grateful right now. And you know me, though. You know me, no matter what, it's always fins up. No matter what's going on, even with the whole lawsuit with Flores, with Ross, and other craziness that's always surrounding this team. You know me. You know I'm the ultimate Dolphin fan, and I'm loyal to the Dolphins no matter what. So, yeah, I couldn't be more excited, more proud right now of Chris Greer and everyone in that front office and the organization. And I can't wait to see what Mike McDaniel now has planned with all these weapons. I was actually telling Jerry, if you guys know me, you know, one of my best friends, Jerry, he's been on the podcast a lot of times, actually. I was telling him, I'm like, bro, look what he did with Deebo Samuel. And now, first year as the coach of the Dolphins, he doesn't just have one weapon. You know what I mean? He has Tyreek Hill. He has Jaylen Waddle. He has Mike Gesicki. He has Cedric Wilson. And then you look at the backfield with the two running backs we've added. Chase Edmonds, his speed is insane as well. Raheem Mostert, his speed is insane as well. So I'm also very excited to see what Mike McDaniel has planned, what all these offensive coaches have planned for the team. And of course, yeah, I mean, thank you guys so much for tuning in. Like I said, stay tuned. I'm going to play a couple of clips here before the episode wraps up. But yeah, I appreciate all of you tuning in. Fins up. Until next time, everyone, take care.
Dolphin Nation, I am so ready to be a part of Fins Up, man. Your boy Cheetah, so excited to meet all of you guys and ready to turn up, man, and throw the peace sign. I'm very excited to meet the guys, you know, play with them, you know, have fun. It's going to be a fun year, man. But the guy I'm really excited to meet the most, though, that boy Jaylen Waddle. How you doing, little penguin? Yeah, he a penguin.
It's Teron Armstead, left tackle for your Miami Dolphins. here in the city. I'm excited, ready to win, ready to get to work. Let's do it. Fans up.